think for me, it's defense, and you know the goaltender's playing well, and you know obviously they're playing really good team defense, and they're not giving up much. I think Mankato only scored one goal each game at home, and you know you're probably gonna have to score more than that to win games, especially at home. So no, Bemidji's they got some confidence, they got some mojo going, and they're playing extremely well.
Well, taking a look at Alaska Anchorage, coach, our next opponent, they just got off a weekend at Penn State, losing 6-3 and 3-1. I know this is probably in the back of your head, and I'm sure it is for all Michigan Tech hockey fans. This is the team, the weekend bet last year that we feel knocked us out of the at-large bid for the tournament when we lost at home.
Yeah, they came in here and beat us twice. So, you know, I don't think there's any there won't be any looking past them, Dirk. Let's just put it that way. And, you know, and there's not, it's, and I don't look at it as revenge. It's a completely different year. You know, we're on a mission ourselves, and, you know, we have some goals, and they just happen to be the next team in our way, and we've got to find a way to go around them, through them, over them, whatever. I mean, and, you know, and it doesn't matter what the record is. It doesn't matter how many people will be in their building. It's just the team, and it's all about our team right now. It's not about who we play, and it's all about our team and playing to our standard of play and playing the right way, and we're starting to get there, and we're starting to get everybody on the same page. So that's good. So it's this is all about us and this year's team and being ready to play Friday night first and foremost.
Hey, going to, talking about Chris Gary a little bit, I know he's still looking for his first goal, but boy, he came close a couple of times this week, and one on that redirect that I thought for sure, great save by Dayfield, but you had him playing with Blacklock and Hanenden, and he certainly had his chances.
Well, he did, and you know, he's doing a lot of good things. You know, he's starting to play much better defensively and working harder, and he's very coachable. Like we ask him to do something, and he's putting it into his game, and that's all you can ask. And as far as the scoring goes, that'll come. He'll get some opportunities. He's a real good offensive type player, but I really like, and we do as a staff, what he's doing defensively without the puck, and we have confidence in him. He's killing penalties, you know, without Baltus and Stamen and Gillies, guys who we've used a lot on PK before. We've had to find some guys who can step up and play in that position, and Chris has done a real nice job there. So, and we've moved him around from line to line a little bit, so I think once we can get a permanent home for him on a line somewhere, I think you'll see him even play better. And you know, the offense will come. I'm not worried about the offense right now from him. That'll come.
What about our defense, coach, over the weekend? We've seen all six guys played very seven guys, if you count Leibinger. Seemed like we were just a wall back there more than we've been earlier this year.
Well, yeah, and that's good. And we knew we'd have a good core there, and I think we're starting to see that now. You can just even look at the shots against overall the last, you know, the first four games we gave up 17 goals, Dirk, and that's a lot. Combination between, you know, our whole team defense, you know, penalty killing, defensive mistakes and turnovers, you name it. We were not real good in any one area, even though we, you know, coulda, shoulda, maybe beat Duluth in one game. But we've made great strides from that point on. And I think all those games were good in, you know, you never like to lose a game. Yeah, that's, you don't want that, but you have to learn from that and you have to grow from that. And I think this team from that point, when we were 0-4, we've come a long way. And our defense have played so much better. I think it all starts with their habits and their giveaways and their turnovers. We've been so much better than in that area. And they go back and they get the puck and they can move the puck. They can all skate. And that really helps us. You spend less time in your zone. And as long as you're not making those critical turnovers, then it's not going to be in our zone very much. And we're going to play in the other team's zone more. And that's what it's all about. Less time in your zone, more time in your defensive zone, more time in the offensive zone. And we've done that to, you know, pretty consistent over the last few games, whether it was at Michigan or, you know, at Michigan State, Northern, you name it. You know, last few games of good. We've grown so much from those first two series.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to your questions when we come back. You still have time to get a question in. It's DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues right after these.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show. Turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light. Raise one to offer right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Ciao! Announcing the 2016 Endless Pasta Festival at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. All of the pasta you can eat starts at only $10.99. Choose your pasta, choose your sauce, choose your toppings. Endlessly. Include salad and breadsticks. Come celebrate the Endless Pasta Festival with us at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub in downtown Houghton. The library is also hiring great people to be a part of our team. Stop by to apply.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
All right, your questions coming up right now on the Mel Pearson Show on this Monday. And first question for Coach is, how will the team reduce the number of penalties, currently 10th in the research here, so that we can play more 5-on-5 hockey and roll 4 lines?
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's I think we just have to do a better job. I watched all the penalties again yesterday, and a lot of them are just bad habits or old habits, not bad habits, maybe old habits that we have to get rid of. Like, Tom Barreta's back checking on a player and he gets a hooking call. And, his stick is not in the guy's hands or anything like that. It's down just basically over his stick. And, they're calling that. So what we have to do is get in better body position, keep skating to get in front of that player. I think anytime you're behind a player on the defensive side and he's going to the net in the offensive zone and you get your stick on him anywhere, they're probably going to call that. So you've got to try and do a better job of getting in front of that player and continue to skate and establish body position. So we have to work on that. And we show them a couple of the penalties just so they can see it and understand what the call was, because a lot of times on the ice you're not sure. But there's some little ones like Gavin Gould just sort of sticks the stick out to try and knock the puck away. And I think the big Hultz kid either steps on a stick or it knock and he goes down. And, you're trying to play the game still, but we have to understand we just got to move our feet. And it's more about body position than anything else. And then you got to be careful when you hit a guy from behind anywhere, whether it goes down. And we had a couple of those where you just sort of shoved the guy and they called it either interference or cross-checking. And you just have to understand that if they go down, you're probably going to get a call.
Here's a great question, Coach.
Oh, good. I love great questions. Well, you're excited.
I am. If Michigan Tech were to have a Mount Rushmore dedicated to the hockey program, who are the four most influential faces that have built the great program?
Well, I think we all know who number one is, right? Yeah. That's a tough question.
Would you have to put Zucker on there, you think?
Well, he's the all-time leading scorer here, obviously, and whatnot has done a lot for our program. I mean, no question about it. I guess you'd have to figure out what some criteria were from that. There's so many really good players.
Yeah, they're saying players, coaches, and or administration.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, a lot of people don't know about a guy like Harold Meese, Dean Meese, when he was dean of students. He was a great gentleman and a big supporter of obviously Michigan Tech athletics. I mean, he really enjoyed Michigan Tech athletics and whatnot. And there's so many. I mean, I don't even want to start throwing out names because I'll get in trouble. I'll leave somebody. But Jerry McGinnis, you can throw Jerry McGinnis in there too.
Yes.
So, so many people. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's. I would like to see people send me there. That we can do that.
That's
maybe,
a good idea.
You know what? I'll do that with Cal Larson, since Cal's not coming up to Alaska with us, so everybody can give Cal a hard time. We'll have Cal start that. He'll do an online poll and –